It's 3 o'clock.
Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 25, Tzaneen 21.
So it turns out the issue in Bredel is actually a crash. R23 High Road, a crash at the R21, Arsopkoop de Verkeer, and Stormvoorwach. Slow moving traffic through Silvertondale.
Two police officers have been shot and injured at the Alexandra police station in a shootout. A community member went to the station, grabbed a firearm off one of the officers in the office and opened fire. The suspect fled the scene and was later caught down the street where he was shot dead by police. Gauteng Deputy Police Commissioner Fred Kakane.
It's an officer who was dressed in civilian clothes. He had his firearm on his holster, grabbed the firearm and started shooting randomly. All of them were shot on their shoulders. They are receiving medical attention. They are stable. And other police officers then chased behind him until they found him.
The Democratic Alliance is marching to the offices of the National Energy Regulator today to submit a petition against Eskom's proposed tariff hike. Eskom is requesting a 36% electricity price increase starting next year. NERSA has already approved a 4% increase, allowing Eskom to collect an additional 8 billion rand from consumers to cover the revenue losses. DA spokesperson Kevin Malham says the party has been inundated with objections from residents.
This increase will devastate households and businesses already burdened by the high cost of living. It will destroy small businesses, force layoffs, and push even more families into poverty. This is not just unfair, it's an outrage.
The taps remain dry in areas of Lanesia South after Joburg Water cut off supply to the area due to illegal connections. The informal settlement in Lanesia South has endured 3 days of no water, leading disgruntled residents to block roads with burning tyres. Joburg Water is expected to meet with the community leaders. Ward Councillor Puseletso Nzimande says certain residents are exploiting the protest to push their own political agendas.
I went confident, so saying these are my people, let me go and address them. So there was an element of political gain. So other residents were very aggressive to me, and it was not going to be easy for Joburg Water. What if the trucks went there, they banned them? And remember the current status of our country, there's no money in our city of Joburg.
And Human Rights Watch says Israel has overseen the forced mass displacement of Palestinians in Gaza in a deliberate and systematic campaign that amounts to a war crime and a crime against humanity. Gaza has seen the displacement of about 1.9 million Palestinians over the last 13 months. In response, the Israeli military says it's committed to international law and operates accordingly. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofdienstier, politiebeamtes, gewond in skietery by politiestasie.
Wow, another crazy story. Further details on that and all of the other big breaking stories, jackarandfm.com. Just click on the news tab.
Give it up for
30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. Non-stop.
Turn your radio up.
On Jacaranda FM.
It's bad, it's o'clock, yeah, it's thick, 30. I've been through a lot. I'm still flirty.